Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Good morning. And welcome to the Oakton Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Tim Hollenberg Duffy. Our worship leader this morning is Mark Phillips. Mark is one of our Faith Formation Hour teachers, and we thank you, Mark, for serving in this way today. I have a few announcements that I'll begin with. First of all, today is the congregational business meeting and potluck lunch, so come on down and stick around. Even if you forgot to bring something, I'm sure there'll be plenty, and stay for the meeting. Hear some of the reports from the last year. Today is the last day that we are receiving those comment cards that are in your bulletin on the Faith Formation Hour and worship schedule, so be sure to fill those out. You can stick that in the offering plate when it comes around or in the little suggestion box out in the narthex, and we'll be reading those soon. Most of you are aware that we are searching for a new office manager here at the church, and that process is well underway. We'll be moving into the interview process soon. So if you know anyone that has been meaning to get an application in, please have them do so very soon. We're accepting those resumes now. I want to draw your attention in the bulletin to a Ken Miedema and Ted Schwartz concert that's to be held on March 6th at 7 o'clock at the Manassas Church of the Brethren. Ken and Ted are known in the Brethren and Mennonite worlds as being a musician and actor, presenting shows that draw our attention to contemporary themes in the church. The Northern Virginia Church of the Brethren pastors have coordinated to bring Ken and Ted to this area so that we can enjoy them. Many of you who were at NOAC this past summer enjoyed them there, so now you get to share that experience with all your friends here. So be invitational for this special opportunity for music and drama with Ken and Ted. You'll be seeing more about that in the coming weeks. I also want to mention that we're trying to make this a free opportunity for anyone that wants to attend. And there are some expenses that come along with bringing Ken and Ted here. So if you're interested in being a sponsor, maybe $100 from a few people would really go a long way. So talk to Audrey or I, or you can just slip a check in the offering plate. Do you have any announcements you wish to share today? Well, I got you moving for no reason at all, Audrey. All the way to the back.
You're just trying to give me purpose, I know.
We're looking forward to an Ash Wednesday service in February on the 26th, and it will be called Living in the Light. So it's Wednesday evening. If you're able to make that, we'd like to invite you to that and start a Lenten, a Lent that is filled with surprises and God's moving among us.
Just want to remind everybody to save the date, February 9th. We're going to be celebrating the loan payoff. Harry mentioned it last week. And you do not have to bring anything. We'll have a fellowship meal after the service. And we're going to invite some people who no longer are with us but helped us in that effort. So I hope you'll put it on your calendar and come that day.
Thank you, Kim. February 9th. All right, seeing no others, let's come before our God in this time of worship.
John. Always a tough act to follow. For those who are able, please rise for the call to worship. Remain standing for the invocation and the opening hymn. For this morning's call to worship, I selected some text from the first gospel, from the Gospel of John. Okay? There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the scriptures describe how brightly that light shone during Jesus' ministry on earth. Remind us that there is no reason to believe that, with your help, the light of Christ can shine just as brightly today. Help us to immerse ourselves in that light, regardless of what binds us in darkness. And in so doing, help us to reflect that light wherever darkness prevails. To your glory. Amen.
So today we are going to talk about the circus. So in the circus, You ever have you all been to a circus? Yeah, sometimes you'll have like everything goes black, right? And then there's a spotlight and there's somebody standing there like this, right? And then they climb a ladder and do a trapeze thing or something, right? Well, that's because until the light hits those people, they're not special. But boy, when the light's there, they're special, right? Well, we had a spotlight guy that wasn't too great. And he kind of would forget a little bit, be dozing off up there, and there'd be the big darkness, and then there wouldn't be anything. And then the light would come on, and you would see the person that was the light that the light hit would be sort of like they're looking kind of sad until the light hit them, and then they were special. So it's kind of like it is with God's light, I think. And we find sometimes that there are people that are, the light's just not on them right then, and you see they look kind of, you know? And so our job is to be the spotlight guys. If we are the spotlight guys and we're awake, then we can shine the light on the folks that are just not having all the light on them right then. So if you see somebody that looks kind of down or is kind of mad or just doesn't seem quite right, the thing to do is do what the old hymn says, Jesus, let your light shine all along the way, and ask, can I help? Or you can do what Mr. Joel Klein says, man's biggest gift, give him a hug or a smile, so that God's light shines on folks and makes them feel special. Say a prayer with me. Dear God, thank you for your light, and help us to shine our light on those that need to feel special. Amen.
As we enter into a time of silent prayer, let us recognize that, as stated in Proverbs and Psalms, wisdom is before the one who has understanding, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
this morning's invitation to give, I've selected some familiar texts from the Gospel of Luke. He looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." Will the ushers please come forward? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, give us wisdom in our stewardship of the resources that you have so richly bestowed upon us, so that as the scripture says, the one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little, to your glory. Amen. This morning's scripture text comes from the book of the Old Testament, book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. You can find this text on page number 638 in the Old Testament portion of your pew Bible. Again, fairly familiar text, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. "But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian."